This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I'm yelling at my mom to get out of the studio.
You do not like your mom.
Wow, did you hear me yell at her?
Jante, look out.
It was a joke, of course. Yeah, everybody out there. Nobody yells at their mom.
Get your mom's going to get a lashing in the car.
That's right.
She used to have this ruler. It was like an inch-thick ruler all around. I mean, it was thick. And she used to just whip our behinds with that thing. I need somebody, some policeman or something, to come to the station right now.
She that still was the way it was.
Right, I know.
My grandpa sang something that ended with, taught by the tune of a hickory stick. In other words, everything that we teach you is to the tune of us beating you.
I think
which is pretty weird.
I know. My brother and I finally got old enough that it snapped on us and we laughed. And then she was really mad. And then she's like,
then
what
she
am I going to
do? Out the next one, which is even bigger, and you're like, holy. Right now it is 30 and cloudy. This weather report brought to you by the Illini Inn. Check them out online at theIlliniInn.com.
You got 5 seconds.
Start snowing again at 8 p.m. and snow until midnight.
Yeah, good enough. All right. Mike Kelly, done deal. 5:05 Wednesday, voice of the Tigers. Best radio voice I've ever heard in my life. Do you know who I'm talking about? Mike Kelly, he is the guy that used to work in the Champaign area. Worked for DWS for a long time and worked for Camo X. I think he does. He's got his own business now, but he still does the voice of the Missouri Tigers. So, Mike Kelly. It's incredible voice. You're going to hear it Wednesday. You're going to be like, holy smoke. So he's going to join us at 5:05. I'm also working on Nick Hardy. So Nick Hardy earned his Corn Ferry card. Now, everybody's like, what is a Corn Ferry card? But, you know, the Nike Tour, it's the one step below the PGA. So you go through Q School, you try to get this card, and then once you get it, then you get to play in all of the tournaments of the Corn Ferry Tour. And if you finish top 25 money-wise on that, then you get your PGA card. So it'll be a big year ahead next year for Nick Hardy.
Pretty cool.
Trying to get him to join us as well, but that's the first big step for him. I looked today, the top 10 money leaders on the Corn Ferry, like all time. Some guy made $2.5 million on that tour. So obviously you can still make a little,
decent
buck there. So what the heck? All right. So we talked all about Illinois basketball in the first hour and Illinois football. Trevor, I was going to have you comment on Antonio Doyle, number 99 overall prospect. This is football. He was a linebacker from St. Louis. Today he chose A&M, Texas A&M, over Illinois and Missouri. Did you have thoughts in your head like I did of he and Shimon Cooper patrolling Memorial Stadium for 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you didn't see Cooper play much at all this past year, and I can't really judge whether or not, he's going to fill out his 4-star ranking, but it certainly is going to get the opportunity next year and going forward.
Yeah.
With who you lose and who you bring back on that defense. Obviously, it would be nice to compliment him with a piece like Doyle, who I kept getting confused with Antonio Johnson.
Right.
Antonio Doyle, Antonio Johnson, 2 4-stars, neither commits to Illinois.
Both going to Texas A&M.
Yep, that's why I got them confused.
Well, then I hope fans get confused for 4 years down there. Let me ask you this. Dale Harding was a 4-star recruit. Did he live up to a 4-star recruit at Illinois?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay. I'm honest.
He leads the country in tackles.
Second in the country in tackles. First in Big Ten.
He had one really, really impactful season at Illinois. Last year was the special teams captain. As a junior.
I mean, I get that you're saying that he maybe could have had more than one special year, but.
I'm not ripping on him. I love Dele, but isn't that funny how you get a 4-star guy, and there only goes up to 5. So you get a 4-star guy. I guess in my mind, you'd think, well, I would at least want 2 impactful years out of a 4-star guy. And then that 3-star dude, maybe he's the one that's the special teams captain his junior year and then really good. But, I mean, Dele leads the team. I mean, he's all Big Ten. You have to say that he lived up to that hype.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the progression growth rate probably wasn't as consistent as you'd like.
Right. Injuries didn't help.
No, but you know, maybe he should have been a three-star then.
Yeah,
supporting cast last year didn't help.
No, I mean, it did not.
The fact that just the unit in general was terrible.
That's a great point.
Well, that's a good point that he was the leading tackler this year and the unit wasn't terrible. Because you look at, you know, some of your safeties last year and they were your leading tacklers and you're like, well, that's great. But that also is because the running back got into the secondary on almost every carry, you know.
Nobody was stopping the running back at the line of scrimmage. We brought something else up, Trevor, while you were doing other things.
Busy. Today's been a busy day. You know, we've got 4 days until holiday break, kind of. And
I like it.
Finals and work and all sorts of stuff.
I like to see you young kids just working your tails off. And you are one of those that does that. So today we brought up Kofi, and somebody asked, you know, are we worried about losing him to the NBA? And you guys both told me last week that he's not even one of the top 100 players in college basketball, essentially.
Well, he is.
Well, he is, right. But then we started thinking of a comparison. Yeah, we started thinking of a comparison of somebody, and Derek brought this up, somebody that dominated college at whatever sport they're at, but then didn't necessarily fit at the next level.
Oh, there's plenty of those. Look at every single Michigan player.
Well, that's true. Well,
right? I mean, like Trey Burke dominated. Where is he in the NBA?
Yeah, good call.
I mean, there's tons of those types of players, I think.
Scott and Indy said Tim Tebow.
Well, that's one of the bigger examples.
That's the perfect example because he's a guy that was able to run a lot in college, use his feet, and then when you get to the NFL, I mean, I know that there's exceptions. Lamar Jackson is that exception for sure, but it's pretty hard to be a running quarterback in the NFL still because those defensive ends are faster than you.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was actually really good in the NFL's first year before he got hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
So that one probably comes with an asterisk.
Russell Wilson, not really a running quarterback.
Can do both. Precision passer, but his legs allow him to do even more.
Your boy, Mitch Trubisky, should probably run more.
Yeah.
He wasn't that great in college, though.
No, he wasn't. That's true.
Greg Oden is obviously an example.
Yeah, that's
one of the big ones.
And we're mentioning guys that got picked in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question with Kofi is, would a team be willing to take somebody like him, knowing that the fit maybe doesn't work out? But then again, they're offensively and on the glass, he's going to be able to compete.
Agreed.
With some people. It's just whether can he defend and be mobile enough to guard the modern center in the NBA.
Remember the year Tyler Hansbrough was the best player in college basketball? Where's he at?
Yep, good call. Bill from Troy said Shaq would still go number one overall. I can't argue that.
More explosive than Kofi.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Shaq would go number one overall now. I mean, he'd go like top five, but
you don't think he'd go number one?
If you had an explosive point guard or Shaq and you're picking number one, I don't know.
If you're the Warriors and you got the first pick, taking Shaq.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This is a perfect fit for you. But it is true. And Trevor, like we talked about, like Giannis, who was the MVP of the league last year, correct? He is Kofi's height. And he's a point guard in the NBA.
Is he a point guard?
Well, he's not a point guard, but he can run the point.
I mean, he's like LeBron in terms of he's a point guard, but he's not a point guard.
I mean, he's not a true point guard, but he can get
the
ball.
He's the unicorn position.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's the ultimate guy, though, right? I mean, like,
Simmons is 6'11", and he's a point guard.
Antetokounmpo's your prototypical guy now. If you're creating a player in 2K that you want to play with, you're going to pick, like, a small forward who's super lanky, who can play almost any position, who can, you know, step out, have a good inside game. I mean, that's what they want, is someone who can do it all, not someone that you anchor down there and just let them worry.
KD.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Durant. Yeah. That's true. A guy that, 7 foot, 6'11", 7 foot, knocks down every shot. I mean, it's just amazing what these
guys do. Anthony Davis. I mean, I know he doesn't have as good of an outside game, but.
But again, the conversation is, and we got a lot of basketball left to play, if somehow Kofi ends his season averaging a double-double in the Big Ten.
Freshman of the year, then, probably.
Freshman of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It would only take one team to be like, okay, we can get him ready for this style of basketball.
Sure. And why would you not take a flyer on that if you're...
It's a great point.
I don't know, the Hornets with a pick in the 20s or something. I mean, why would you not do that?
If you get picked in the second round and you're Kofi, you want to come back, right?
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of feedback you get.
That or what team you get to. I mean, that could make a big difference, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it and say, all right. I mean, that's the amazing thing. Wonder what was Myers Leonard? What was his stats?
He was the 11th overall pick.
What were his stats as a freshman?
He didn't average a double-double,
that's
for sure.
As a freshman,
he
played behind Tisdale.
Yeah.
And then he played his sophomore year. He got better.
Mm-hmm.
And then
junior year, he exploded, right? Or did he only play two years?
He only played two years.
So then, like, maybe halfway through his sophomore year. Because there was the game when Brandon Paul scored 43 points against Ohio State. Who was Ohio State's big guy then? Was it Evan Turner or Solinger?
Solinger. That's right.
And he had a couple moves where he backed down Solinger and punked him, and Solinger looked like, whoa.
Yeah.
And that was the first time you'd seen that year against Solinger, who was arguably the nation's best center. So that was kind of his coming out party, I guess.
I agree.
Myers Leonard, as a sophomore, averaged 13.5 points and 8 rebounds.
So almost a double-double.
And he was a lottery pick.
And Kofi's averaging
currently over 15 points and over close to 11 rebounds.
But Myers did have that 15-footer that he could knock down.
He did.
Very consistently.
He did. And that's what Kofi doesn't have yet. Now, Myers was a sophomore. Kofi's a freshman. So that if you're comparing one to the other, you got to at least throw that in.
Yeah.
I think double-doubles for Myers that year. Kofi's at 6 right now.
Man.
I think Derek makes a good point, though. I mean, I would at least think some team would have to look at that and go, just based on raw potential talent alone, why don't we take a flyer on this guy, you know? But I don't know.
One of the arguments is Jahlil Okafor. Was he the first pick in the draft or one?
Yeah, and
he didn't pan out.
And then the year after that was when they picked Anthony Bennett from UNLV, who was a center, and he didn't pan out.
Oh, Canada.
But Kofi's more physically dominating than Okafor. Okafor's skilled, but Kofi's got the physical dominance.
Yep.
I just said Canada, and it made me think of something. I don't have the energy to do all this, but... Hey, Blackhawks, you were up 3-0 on the Blues and lost 4-3. It's good to be the king.
I feel like I should care at that shot you just took tonight.
Hey, the Blues are Stanley Cup champions, and they're really good again. Hey, Chicago, it's good to be the king. Hey, Corey Crawford had one of his best games he's had in a long time, and we peppered him for 4 in the 3rd period. It's good to be the king.
Hey, Crawford's playing again?
Yeah.
I thought he had, like, head problems.
He's playing, man.
Oh.
Hey, Vladimir Tarasenko's out for the year, and we're still dominating. It's good to be the king. Hey, Chicago, we're better than you.
Yes! Well done. Good timing.
Huh.
I'm sorry, Blackhawks fan. I'm just poking fun. You still have your 3 titles. We only have 1. You still have 6 or something.
That was well executed, like you had done that before.
Yeah. It was sort of like an all piped up, but his version of it.
Yeah, that was the most calm hockey minute ever. I need to get back to doing hockey minutes.
Sure.
Remind me when the season's in the second half of the season. Remind me to do that. I'm ready for the Blackhawks to be good again, though. Because it's weird when, for so many years, the Blackhawks were so good, and the Blues were kind of good. I mean, they were never, like, terrible. And then now, all of a sudden, the Blues are really good, and the Hawks are just bad.
Well,
so
they're
I'm
in that,
get them back.
I mean, you see it with most championship teams, I think, in every sport. They're in that weird phase where okay, Kane and Taze are, like, 32 now, but they're not bad, and we're not going to cut them, but they're not helping us, so what do?
I would gladly take the 3 cups. I'll gladly take the 3 cups to have a few years of bad hockey.
Quick breaking news for you guys.
Oh!
Iowa's Jordan Bohannon will have season-ending surgery.
Ooh.
On his hip. Will miss the rest of the year. Of course, they're going to look at whether he can get a medical redshirt because he's played under the threshold.
Yeah, just barely.
Which will be a very hotly discussed topic, the fact that he played, got them to however many wins they're sitting at.
Yeah.
And it was all right. I can't go anymore.
That is, because it's 20%?
Something like that. I thought it was maybe a third.
Maybe 30, 33, maybe a third.
Okay, okay.
But it's usually not such a high-profile good player that does it.
Right.
Right? Like, we were talking about how Mike Thorne had that happen with Illinois.
Yeah,
you know, it was Mike Thorne. You know,
right.
Like, no one's going to sit there and go, oh, man, they threw Mike Thorne out there and he got 8 points against Indiana that one night, then they sat him again. No one cares.
Well, and this
is
weird.
But this directly affects a lot of stuff.
It does. And this is weird because sometimes all of a sudden somebody just gets injured. Like, it'd be like Bohannon getting injured his last game and then saying, well, he got hurt Saturday and he's out now for the year. But this has been almost like one of those where nobody thought he was going to play at all.
Yeah, well, it's like a quarterback that is recommended to get some type of surgery or a pitcher who needs to eventually get surgery. They're kind of trying to decide whether or not they play through the pain or get the surgery now and have to sit out longer.
Exactly.
I mean, to his credit, he played his cards right. I mean, he came out and played really well. He helped his team. And now he's going to sit out, and if he's granted the medical redshirt, it's like it never even counted.
It's crazy.
So, I mean,
that hurts Iowa.
He played that right.
Big time. He had 20 in a big win over Texas Tech. Last game against Iowa State, he had 12. He was only 2 for 12 from the field. Of course, he hasn't been.
But he's
it's been clear that he's not right.
Yeah, no, right.
And also, the NCAA does not want that heat that's going to come if they turn it down
mm-hmm.
the waiver. So.
Mm-hmm. Free Luke Ford.
Sure.
Hashtag free Luke Ford. We will get. Will he get to practice? Yeah, he'll get to practice.
He's been freed.
He's been freed. Can he play in the bowl game since?
No.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of cool.
We already had that discussion.
I did the best thing I've ever done. I basically stalled so I don't have to talk about net ranking. So I'm going to let
you. Why don't
you
want to talk net ranking?
Because I don't understand what it is. I don't care.
Oh, well,
it's something that you
just,
young kids have developed.
It's just replace the words RPI, RPI with the letters NET.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like,
that's it.
It's like war. Like, I don't like talking war. Not, you know, like
you
that.
Look at batting average, RBIs, home runs. Just like in standings, you look at the record, the Big Ten record.
Exactly.
You don't like actually getting the full import of how good a player is. That makes sense.
I just want to know who the AP top 25
is. Why would you want
to
be informed as a baseball fan? I totally get it.
Well, I'm going to be informed about net rankings because I have to drive to Rantoul. And I'm going to listen to you guys talk about net rankings.
I'll tell you why I hate net rankings.
Okay. All right. I like this. You guys are going to do a little drive time. You'll talk about Illinois against quad one teams and quad two and whatever that is. And then you're going to talk Bears,
See,
maybe.
You stalled long enough that we get to talk net rankings, which pushes Bears potentially off the table.
Ooh.
So I thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now it's our job to stall with the net rankings talk as long as we can to not talk Bears.
And then we'll talk Bears tomorrow.
Sure. Okay.
Do we have to? We need to at some point have final nail in the coffin on the Bears. Yeah, we need to do that because, man, I went into the season laughing at Sports Illustrated for picking them fourth in the division, and here they are going to finish third in the division, and only because Detroit is terrible are they not finishing fourth. That's weird. Just a weird
I actually did predict that they'd finish either 9-7 or 10-6, but I thought it would come with more warm and cuddly feelings than if they had won out this 9-7 would have been.
What are they now?
Well, now they're
7-7.
Yeah. 7-7, okay.
Yeah. Probably on their way to a 7-9 or at best 8-8.
Ish. Without a draft pick. Number one. No first round pick. Well, the Arizona Cardinals had a win.
That was a bad ticket pick by me. The Cardinals blasted the Browns.
They did.
Well, they're a mess.
I'm glad that they showed up 1 week and basically moved down about 3 or 4 spots now in the draft. Makes a lot of sense to me. Of course, Fred Wakefield yells at me and says, hey, Lon, they're professionals. They want to win every week. I'm like, well, I'm a fan, and I know what's right, and that's to lose games and get better draft picks. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'm going to go try to win a basketball game. I will see you boys tomorrow. Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys will come back with Drive Time next, and don't forget at 5:30, Blossom Basket Florist, a Stever giveaway that Trevor will tell you about when we return. It is The Drive.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It's all over. There are no more home games for the Oakland Raiders. For the second time now, the franchise is leaving its most loyal fan base. A fan base that continued to show up, continued to cheer or scream or curse as they watch their beloved, although sometimes not so beloved, at least not in so many words, Raiders. The black hole, the most famed part of the Raider home game fan base, may have scared many and certainly let the football team know exactly how it felt. It won't be heard from again. The team's next home game will be in Las Vegas next season. And if there's a black hole there, it'll be a fake black hole, an imposter, because you cannot duplicate Oakland's. Yesterday's final home game was a debacle. Late miscues led to a loss to Jacksonville and boos in the final seconds. But they showed up, again, like they have all season. And the season before, they showed up. Since the announcement that the team was rolling out of Oakland, Oakland still comes, filling the stadium to some 93% of capacity, over 50,000 strong. To support that team, a team they know doesn't have their backs anymore. We've seen so many times franchises announce they would leave a market, then play out the string to mostly empty buildings, but not the Raiders. Those fans, though they might scare you, should all be applauded for supporting a franchise who no longer supports them. In 60 seconds, it was just too easy.
In search of a battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures, we've got you covered at America's number one battery destination. At AutoZone, we have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to drive with peace of mind this winter. They're tested in extreme conditions, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need them most. Stop in today or visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you find the start you're looking for. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
As expected, LSU quarterback Joe Burrow ran away with the Heisman Trophy Saturday night. In the biggest landslide in Heisman history, he made his way to the stage after thanking two rows of folks and then delivered one of the greatest Heisman acceptance speeches of all time. And when it was over and the numbers were made public, we realized that out of the 927 Heisman voters this year, 42 did not have Joe Burrow listed at all on their ballot, not in first or second or third place. To think it's assumed that Heisman voters actually watch the sport of college football. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampaign.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. DriveChampaign.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Flooring Surfaces wants to spruce up your home this holiday season. So our newly designed showroom is filled with fantastic flooring deals all season long. Carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and waterproof vinyl floors are all on sale. Burnt mahogany maple is on sale now for just $2.99 per square foot. Imported Italian porcelain is in stock and 40% off until Christmas. Nothing resists scratches like premium laminate. Now just $1.99 per square foot. Carpet is soft and comfortable. Dozens of in-stock rolls are now 30% off list price. Flooring Surfaces brings premium floors from around the world to Central Illinois at a price you can afford. With expert advice, professional installation, free estimates, financing options, and a huge inventory of in-stock floor coverings, Flooring Surfaces is your first stop for flooring this holiday season. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champagne.
Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Every single month we honor law enforcement. Why? Because they deserve it. They go out and risk their lives every single day to protect and serve, to keep the order without the 911 being answered. We have had anarchy in our yards and neighborhoods within 24 hours. That's my prediction. But we don't, because we have Ken Sprague, Urbana Police Officer, as our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. You're the man.
Well, I appreciate it.
How they recognize Ken Sprague?
Well, I was just fortunate enough that the people in my department worked seamlessly together with me and helped me get through the day. It really is a team effort. It's nothing I do personally. I get paid to do a job. I grew up in this community. It's just my pleasure to get back to this community.
All right, so how long have you been in the force?
I've only been on for 3 years.
Okay.
I'm just now retiring from the military.
Thank you for serving.
I appreciate
what
it.
What compelled you to want to serve?
9/11 initially started. At the time, we had a bunch of young kids at home, so I had to wait a few years. Then my wife gave me permission, and from there, I just signed up, raised my right hand, and went.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
At Busey, we are dedicated to enhancing and preserving your financial future, simplifying the complexities around your finances while maximizing the opportunities available to you. Whatever your dream, our wealth management team can guide you through every important financial decision. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Lovey Robbie Smith and your football team are bowl bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl t-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. And go Illini!
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Hi, it's CDJ. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, Derek, we're back. It's me, Trevor, and I'm here to tell you about Stever. We're looking for people who have never been to the Blossom Basket for this Stever, giving away $50 to Blossom Basket florists. They got two locations at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign and Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. Text in never been to 359-2255. Blossom Basket florists is our Stever giveaway, and it's happening right now. Text in never been if you have not been to Blossom Basket florists and you want a chance to win a $50 voucher to Blossom Basket. Again, that's never been for $50 to Blossom Basket florist. Text in right now.
It's The Drive. Derek Piper alongside Trevor Valise. Lon had to duck out for Andrew's basketball game. Postseason play. They're playing. Are they in regionals?
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if he wins tonight, he's going to duck out again early tomorrow.
Okay.
Because they play again at 6:30, I think.
Good luck to Lon and Andrew. Speaking of postseason play, if Illinois wants to be dancing this year, first time since 2013, the net rankings are relevant.
Net rankings time.
The first ones were released. Were they released today or yesterday? Today?
Today.
Today. Illinois comes in at 32nd. That's the sixth in the Big Ten. I want to run through some of those. Ohio State still number one.
Overall or number one in the Big Ten?
Number one overall.
Okay.
Despite losing on the road to Minnesota.
That loss made no sense, just real quick to me, because I know Marcus Carr went off and he kind of had, I mean, we just mentioned Brandon Paul's 43 against Ohio State. That was kind of a similar performance where he is, what, 36, 35?
Yes.
But there were a lot of things that didn't make sense this weekend. But, you know, I guess you could say, well, Purdue hasn't looked that great. Nebraska was at home. Or, you know, Illinois was at home. Michigan wasn't truly a top five team. Maryland was due for a loss. Penn State was at home. But clear and away, the number one team in the country going on the road and losing to Minnesota just makes no sense to me.
To a team that was 4-5. Minnesota was 4-5 yep. going into that game. It's amazing, and I know Ohio State wasn't ranked. They were one day away from being number one in the country as far as AP top 25. But
that's got to bug you if you're Minnesota fans, by the way.
That's true.
You upset number four instead of number one. But
it's going to be crazy how many schools are number one throughout the season.
Because we've already had, what, four or five at least?
Yeah.
You started with Michigan State, but then they lost to Kentucky. So then Kentucky was number one, but they lost to Evansville. So then Duke was number one, but they lost to Stephen F. Austin. So then who became number one after them?
Louisville,
but then they lost to Texas Tech.
Yep.
So then Ohio State was primed to become number one, and they lose to Minnesota.
I guess the one team, if they do get it, Gonzaga plays North Carolina this week. Cole Anthony's out.
Okay.
Their big man, Bacot, is out as well. If they somehow get the number one ranking, they play in such an easy conference.
Yes, and I believe Auburn is still undefeated as well, but they've kind of just had a cupcake schedule so far. They were supposed to maybe play Wisconsin in that tournament, but then they played Richmond and New Mexico instead because Wisconsin lost both of those games. DePaul isn't undefeated anymore, are they? They lost, right? I think they
did fall.
Okay, so they wouldn't have any reason to be up there. Kansas is number one now in the rankings. I don't know where they fall in the net. Probably pretty high, because they beat Dayton, which is a good win on a neutral court, but I don't really know if they've played anybody else. Colorado.
Beat Dayton, they beat BYU in Colorado, and lost to Duke.
I mean, looking at it right now, I'm not going to tell you that Kansas is the best team in the country, but right now, where we are early in this season, it's more of a what does your resume say and dictate.
Right.
Which, like, same thing with Michigan. You know, I didn't think Illinois beat one of the five best teams in the country when they beat Michigan. But I don't think anyone could argue against Michigan being fifth, because look at the teams they beat at the time. North Carolina was six.
And Gonzaga was eight.
Right. So they beat two top 10 teams. That makes sense. You should be in the top five. But also, I don't think North Carolina's that great. I mean, it was Cole Anthony and a bunch of dudes, and now Anthony's out.
Yeah. So that's college basketball this year.
Yeah.
It's going to make for a heck of a tournament. There's some good teams. There's plenty of good teams. It's whether, and I don't like necessarily the, oh, there's no great team. It's fine.
Sure.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I'd prefer there not be one dominant team.
The deemed great team last year was Duke, and they didn't even make the Final Four.
Correct. Yeah.
And they could have been bounced by UCF.
Mm-hmm. They almost were. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, on the other side of that as well, it seems like usually the team that wins the national championship, the it does regress to the mean a little bit. You never see, like, the team ranked 42nd win the national title. You see those teams get to the Final Four, but very rarely do you see them win.
Right.
So I think there was something when Virginia won last year that said KenPom's top five to start out the preseason, one of those five teams ends up winning the championship like 17 out of the 20 years he's been doing this.
Hmm.
So as funny as it sounds, probably one of the cream of the crop at the beginning of the season is still going to end up being there at the end. It's just that it'll probably be one of them and not a Final Four of Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State, and somebody else.
So you're saying don't waste your money on Illinois 100-1?
No.
Okay. Well, Ohio State is 1. Maryland is 11.
Okay.
How great of a win that would have been for Illinois. Yep. Penn State is 18.
They're ranked.
Are they?
In the regular rankings, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Big win against Maryland.
Yeah, you're right.
And who else did they beat?
Well, they beat Georgetown handily.
That's right.
Who beat Texas. I think they've got one more decent win, but they lost to Ole Miss. I think they beat Syracuse, maybe?
Their two losses are Ohio State, where they got crushed, and
right.
Ole Miss in a game they completely just handed away. They beat Syracuse. They beat Georgetown on the road. And
that's
Maryland.
Fine. I mean, I don't think they're deserving of a top 20 ranking so far. But, again, it's so early on that the sample size is small enough where – if you play at least a decent non-conference schedule and probably play, I don't know, three or four true road games that you win, you're probably going to get rewarded with a top 20 or 25 ranking.
Yep. Someone on the text line asked, where is Arizona? The Wildcats are sitting at 15.
They lost to
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga after losing to Baylor, which were your two premier non-conference games, because those were two top 15 teams. I would have liked to have seen them at least win one of those for Illinois' sake, but I still think they're really good. In fact, if I had to pick some random team in the top 20 that I think from pure talent had enough to win it all, I'd pick Arizona.
Yeah, I'm on board with you there. As far as nationally, Ohio State 1, Kansas 2, San Diego State still undefeated 3.
What?
Butler 4, Baylor 5. That's some different names.
Okay, here's the problem with the net, okay? Same thing as last year. Do you remember Ohio State last year? They were middle of the pack. First net rankings came out and they were third. Same thing as San Diego State.
Right.
There's something about this formula that doesn't work. And I don't know exactly what it is. I don't personally like the fact.
It might be the sample size right now.
Right now it is, yeah. But I don't like the fact that it rewards so much of the exact number of points you win the game by. That bothers
me.
Because I don't remember the exact rule, but I believe it's like if you win by 10 to 15 points, you get a certain amount of value. But if you win by more than 15, you get even more value. But if you win by less than 10, you get less value. I don't like that line of delineation at 10 because you see so many times late in games, you know, backdoor covers by teams, the free throw contest where it's just back and forth fouling. And suddenly like a 6-point game becomes an 11-point game when it was close all the way. And then suddenly Iowa's getting rewarded or San Diego State's getting rewarded with a 10-plus point win as if to suggest that game was always a 10-plus point game, and it wasn't.
Right. And that makes you wonder whether or not – well, one thing, Illinois making it a close game against Miami probably helped them.
Yeah.
Still hurts losing to – I don't know where they're at exactly. But
well, they're a quad-3 team overall, so that has to suggest that they're somewhere between like
75
and 100.
Yeah, that's a bad loss.
That is a bad loss. Right now that's a bad loss, especially at home. If it had come on the road, maybe not, but that's a bad loss.
Missouri is 73rd.
Okay. That would also maybe be a bad loss.
And you would hope that a game against Old Dominion where you're up 29 with 6 minutes to go becomes 14. That probably doesn't matter that much.
That doesn't matter, but like, say.
It's still 10 plus.
Right. Right, so that doesn't matter. But say, for example, this would have been in Illinois' favor, but they beat Michigan by 9, right? Say Andres hit the two free throws he missed. They beat him by 11. Mm. Suddenly that win skyrockets in value for Illinois, even though you walk away from that game thinking Illinois was not 11 points better than Michigan that entire game. I mean, it was a close game back and forth.
Right.
So I don't personally love that that line. It's tricky because then the counter is, well, where do you put the line if 10 points isn't good enough? It'd be tough for me to then say, okay, put it at 12, because that's kind of hypocritical. Then 12, the same thing. It's like, well, 13, 12.
Exactly.
You know? So I don't know where you put that line, but it just feels annoying to me that there's a certain amount of value given between winning by 9 and winning by 10.
You just got to be able to have some context and ultimately just pick the best teams. Right. And right now, Illinois, 32nd. What would that make them, a 7 or 8
seed? That
would
be an 8 seed because 8 times 4 is 32.
Hey, good math.
Right, yeah. So they'd be the number 1 8 seed right now.
Okay.
I don't love that. I'd much prefer a 7 seed. I think a 7-2 matchup.
I love that we're having this conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got a lot more of it, hopefully.
I think a 7-2 matchup is a gettable game. I honestly do, because you don't see that many cream-of-the-crop teams right now in college basketball. I mean, we're talking about the likes of what if San Diego State continues to win out, or I mentioned Baylor. Mm-hmm. I mean, would you really feel that awful about Illinois in a 7-2 matchup against Baylor?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't think so, no.
Whereas if you're in the 8-9, it's like an automatic bummer when you get to the 8-1 if you win.
Yeah. On the 2 line, and it's gonna change. I don't know if San Diego State's going to ultimately stay there. Teams like in Arizona or Memphis could jump up there.
Yep.
Just as far as the Big Ten context, does this paint an accurate picture with Ohio State 1, Maryland 2, Penn State's probably on the high side at 3, Michigan 4, Michigan State 5, Illinois 6, Iowa is one spot behind them in the net rankings, of course, as we said before the break. Bohannon being out for the year is going to completely change their season. Indiana at 36, Purdue at 44, Minnesota 48.
See, I don't actually agree with almost any of those. That's my problem with the net. I think it ultimately at the end of the season, I think you're right that with the sample size large enough, I think that the net will be an accurate example of who the best teams in the Big Ten are. But right now, if you sat me down and said, draft, pick your Big Ten teams for Big Ten season, I'm not going Penn State 3 and Michigan State 6, and I'm not going Minnesota one spot behind Illinois and Iowa. I'm just not.
10 teams in the top 50, though. That shows the strength of the conference and the fact that, number one, you're going to have to win at home, and you're going to have a good strength of schedule overall, you would think, if this keeps up, and opportunity for quality wins.
I think that is a good sign, right, because we kind of came into this year as –
is this a five-bid lead?
Right. Maybe we were a little high on our own supply there, but we were saying, you know, Illinois has got an easy schedule, so they're going to win a bunch of games. But what if only 3 of those wins are quality? Now, if you go on the road to Penn State and win, I mean, that's suddenly like a quad one win, not a quad three win.
True.
And it might end up being a quad two win, but still, that's I mean, a road win at Penn State this year is going to be a quality win that's valued by the tournament committee.
Yep.
And I don't know if we were necessarily considering that going into the year.
A road win at Rutgers is going to matter quite a bit more than we would have thought.
A road win at Iowa. I don't know if they play at Iowa. I think they only get Iowa at home. They do. Okay. So, I mean, those are games that will ultimately matter instead of, well, Illinois loses by 5 at Penn State, and it was kind of just a back-and-forth game between two quad three teams, you know?
Yeah. Is there one – all right, last one on this particular subject. Is there one team that you would definitely surefire slot higher that – maybe outside of the Michigan State, the obvious one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with it, right, is like Penn State's getting rewarded for beating Georgetown and Syracuse, while Michigan State isn't getting rewarded for losing to Duke and Kentucky, right?
True.
So, I mean, there is a certain amount of I don't know, there's some bias in it when there's a small sample size.
Weirdly like Rutgers a little bit. I don't know.
Where are they at? Below Minnesota?
They're below Minnesota and Wisconsin.
I disagree with that. Are they
above Iowa if Bohannon's out for the year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Okay. I think that 8-9 game in the Big Ten tournament should be like a Rutgers-Iowa.
Yeah.
And I think Penn State should be lower. Michigan State should be higher. Indiana's a weird one to me, too, right now. They're kind of one of those, what do we call them in football, mystery teams or questionable
weird, team.
Weird teams? Yeah, they're Indiana, a weird.
You're still the weird team.
Yeah, weird team in football and basketball because they beat a Florida State team that was good pretty convincingly,
but then they get blown out on the road at Wisconsin, and that kind of makes you raise your eyebrow. And then they come home, and it was a weird game.
They beat UConn, a really low-scoring game,
yeah,
in the Nebraska
game. Three. And the Nebraska game is weird in that I don't think Indiana necessarily played bad. I mean, it was a good game to watch, but then you kind of have to factor in the fact that you also just gave up 90-some points to Nebraska, and I saw somebody on Twitter saying, if Indiana doesn't get their defense fixed, that's ultimately going to be their downfall. I think defense is by far their biggest concern.
Yeah, that sounds
familiar. Yeah, exactly, because Trace Jackson Davis has been, I mean, he's pretty much the only guy other than Kofi who's up for that freshman of the year type conversation right now in the Big Ten.
Yep.
But they got stuff to figure out. I still think after you get past that Tier A, there's so much wiggle room between spot 5 and spot 10 in the Big Ten. And now I'm including Rutgers, so I'm not saying spot 9. I'm saying spot 10 because I'm throwing Rutgers in here too.
Last one before we catch a break. Where is Nicholls State? Are they going to beat Pitt? And you're like, oh, Nicholls State's not bad. Come on now, guys.
What have they done since?
What have they done since?
I don't think they've done much. I don't know who they've played.
Lost to LSU, at LSU. Lost at Rhode Island. Lost to North Carolina A&T, who's 322nd in KenPom. That's pretty brutal. They lost at West Virginia, 83-57.
That's a John Gross West Virginia score. In fact, I think that's almost exactly the score that it was against West Virginia.
Nicholls State, you have a guess?
300.
Huh? 114.
Wow. Okay, all right. I was off base there. 114, that's a quad four win, right?
I guess so.
I don't know what the delineation on the quads are either. That's another thing.
Is there any penalty for going to overtime with a quad four team?
And I don't know how to fix this because there's always got to be a delineation of some kind. But, again, I have a problem with this. It's a quad three or a quad four win. What if Miami ends up being the last quad three team or the first quad four team? That changes the record on paper that the committee is looking at significantly if suddenly that slots down to a quad four loss.
Yeah.
Right?
I think ultimately your quad one and quad two wins are what should be weighted. And then, again, your losses, if somehow you have losses in the quad three and the quad four.
Yep, and right now they're 1-2 in quad 1-2. So, I mean, take care of a few more. It would be nice if you have an above 500 record in your quad 1 games, right? Because right now quad 1's 1-2. If you could finish the year, let's see, they play Ohio State once, they play Michigan State twice. You know, if you could finish the year something like 5-4 in your quad 1 games, I think that goes a long way for your tournament record.
Yeah, again, if you can get 4 or 5 quad 1 type of wins, which winning at Michigan State would be one of those.
Yep.
I don't know if at Purdue would be one right now. At Michigan would be one of those.
Yep. At Penn State would be one of them.
Maryland on your home floor. Is that a quad one?
Yep, that would be.
At Ohio State.
Yep. So the opportunities are there, which is nice.
Yep.
I just don't like the net.
All right.
There you have it.
Well, we're going to deal with it.
I hope Lonte learned something listening to that.
I'm not sure that he did. We did learn some things about the Bears that I guess we're going to hit on if we have to when we come back. Or we can come up with something else.
Yeah, we'll come up with something else.
All right. We'll duck it. We'll be back. This is The Drive.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Or even...
Awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chest nutshell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 HRV from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue, but visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chest nutshell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 CR-V from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue, but visit KBB.com for more information.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you know a family that deserves a special Christmas blessing? Hi, this is Justin Ginsler with 217 Mortgage. Christmas is my favorite time of year, and the team at 217 Mortgage could use your help making someone's Christmas a little brighter. Email me at justin@217mortgage.com, and I will announce the winner of $500 on December 20th. Maybe it's a struggling parent that is just trying their hardest and just needs a break. At 217 Mortgage, we just want to make a difference in one person's life this holiday season. Again, send your nomination with a short description of why your nominee deserves a special Christmas blessing to justin@217mortgage.com.
DollarShaveClub.com, while best known for their razors, have other shave products that will take your shave up a notch. If you've been wanting to check them out, their Ultimate Shave Starter Set is the perfect way to try their best shave for just $5. It comes with everything you need for an amazing shave. A weighty metal handle, two high-quality six-blade razor cartridges, exfoliating prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave do. Dollar Shave Club can also save you time and money. They'll automatically ship to you when you need it, from once a month to a few times a year. Put the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. Their Ultimate Shave Starter Set includes everything you need for that amazing shave. Their six-blade razor, prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave do all for just $5. Then, they automatically ship full-size replacement products at regular prices. Get your Ultimate Shave Starter Set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/WW1. That's dollarshaveclub.com/WW1. dollarshaveclub.com/WW1.
Hey, everybody. It's Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini linebacker, All-American. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? You looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Mulder Financial Group. Mulder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my own home and for my client's home. So contact Mulder Financial at MulderFinancialGroup.com. That's MulderFinancialGroup.com. Or visit them on the corner of Windsor and Duncan at the crossing.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Finishing up here on the drive, Derek Piper alongside Trevor Valise. Let's talk some baseball. We came up, didn't take long to diverge away from Bears.
Yeah, you mentioned Bears, and I said let's talk Diamondbacks.
Okay.
The natural progression.
Well, Madison Bumgarner inks a deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks, 5 years, $85 million, a shade under what seemed to be speculated. Most people thought he'd get over 100 mil.
Yeah, and the report was that he wanted 100 mil.
As a Cardinals fan, I was like, well, do I want to give that to a guy who's 35? And I was like, well, he's not 35.
Yeah.
He's actually
we both,
30.
We both had that realization.
Right. Just a lot of endings on that arm. But You said his explanation was he wants to go to Arizona because they have horses. And I was like, well, Randy Johnson and Schilling aren't there anymore, and neither is Grinke, so what kind of horses? No, literal horses.
Literal horses. He owns, I think, 5 or 6 horses in Arizona, and he said ultimately the money did matter, but it was mainly because he could be near his horses.
So a clip from an article by Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic. Source close to Bumgarner says the D-backs were his number one choice, provided they could pay him at an appropriate level. As The Athletic's Andrew Baggerly recently noted, Bumgarner has horses in the Phoenix area and loves it there.
I mean, you have to throw in the appropriate money level, but I like that next after the appropriate money was, how close can I be to my horses? I mean, is that not the most Madison Bumgarner requirement in a deal ever, right? The guy who's in the Ford F-150 commercials with his bare hands chopping down a tree. Of course he wants to be near his horses.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much playoff pitching he'll be doing coming up with Arizona, but he will be close to his farm.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a farm in the desert?
I'm sure there probably are, yeah.
I don't blame him for liking Phoenix, heading out there earlier this year. That place is
well, and it is interesting whenever you see a guy like that go to an intra-divisional team. I know the Dodgers were also interested in him as soon as they didn't land Garrett Cole or any of the big fish. So it is interesting when you see – I don't think the Diamondbacks are necessarily primed with him to directly compete with the Dodgers for the NL West title. And I don't think that it's going to matter with the Giants because the Giants aren't going to be competing for that title. But it is always kind of notable when a pitcher goes to a team like from the Cardinals to the Brewers or from the Giants to the Diamondbacks or something like that.
I hope Dallas Keuchel likes Emo's Pizza. I'm not sure what the advantage could potentially be in St. Louis.
Yeah, I don't love Keuchel. I mean, he's the perfect SP 3 or 4. He's the guy that any rotation – he's become the guy that any rotation that has a hole is just going to sign him to fit it. I mean, Bartolo Colon was that guy for a lot of years. You know, he'd give you serviceable outings. He's an innings
eater. Can he be a Jaime Garcia?
Right, exactly, right. I mean, that's kind of the bar you're setting him at, and I don't think that that's too high of a bar for him to meet. But at the same time, if you sign him and that's your big move of the offseason, yeah, how are you feeling, right?
Just don't overpay for that guy. One more quick note before we get out. Corey Kluber went to the Rangers and not for a haul.
A fifth outfielder in Delino DeShields Jr.
And a relief pitcher?
And a pitcher. I don't know what the Indians are doing. If I'm a White Sox fan, I'm loving it because it's kind of
true.
You know, it seems like they're really half you-know-whatting it. I don't know what the Indians are doing right now.
They got to sell Lindor now. It seems
they
like
do.
Maybe they won't.
But
maybe
now it makes me question. And it also makes me question what kind of value on the dollar they can get for Lindor if this is what they're getting for Kluber. I mean, unless there's something out there that we don't know about his injury history or I don't know. I don't understand that move.
This one makes me wonder what else were other teams offering for Kluber that was the one they said, okay, we'll agree to that deal.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if that topped the other deals,
I don't know.
That's a weird market-setting move for pitchers and trades.
Cardinals sure had a fifth outfielder to dish and some kind of hard-throwing arm that I would have taken Corey Kluber.
Yeah. I mean, the Shields wasn't even their starting outfielder.
Right.
And they already moved Mazzara, so I don't know what the Rangers are doing with their outfield, but they're trying to, you know, they wanted to recover after Anthony Rendon sweepstakes they lost out on, and I think they recovered great because they got one of the top pitchers in the AL. And, well, sorry, you don't have the speed guy off the bench in the 10th inning when you want him to steal second. Like, okay, I think I can do that.
Randy or Rosarena, we should have sent you to Cleveland.
Really?
Well, we successfully avoided Bears talk. Maybe we'll hit on tomorrow. Maybe we won't. We got more bragging rights coming up throughout the week. This is The Drive.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving, stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Wow, Mommy, those are beautiful.
They sure are, Bugs. Daddy knew my birthday was coming up and sent me flowers.
That's nice, Mommy. When I get married, I want to send my wife flowers, too.
And you can. You'll just need to call the Blossom Basket florist.
No matter how young or old, flowers from the Blossom Basket are perfect for any occasion. Call 367-ROSE for the Blossom Basket in Champaign and Urbana.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
At Everyday Kitchen, Restaurant, and Bar, we believe that food makes you feel good. Get cozy by the Open Flame Spitfire Grill to enjoy modern comfort food and drink from Chef Jared Bastion. Crafted with soul and served with heart. Enjoy slow-roasted chicken, hand-cut steaks and seafood, or five cheese mac and cheese. Or inspire your palate with new favorites like the Philly cheesesteak flatbread or stuffed acorn squash. Book your table at everydaykitchen.com or visit us at Neal Street and Fox Drive, right next to Logic Everyday Community.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. December is a hectic time of the year. You're working hard, you're tired, and it becomes hard to even enjoy the season. You leave work and there's too much traffic. Everyone's out shopping and they're driving crazy. You get home and stuff is everywhere, and it seems that the kids didn't do their part, and your spouse didn't either. Why can't they be more considerate? You're tired and you snap at them. You found out later that they were huddled before you got home to wrap up the Christmas presents they bought for you. But it's too late to take back the harsh words and your cranky attitude. Who's at fault? Maybe no one. Maybe it's just our hectic pace. But we can do something about it. The house can be cleaned another day. The dishes can be done later. But the moments with our families cannot be postponed. Tomorrow is never guaranteed. This holiday season, let's resolve to really see our children and our spouses. Let's resolve to never waste the present moment. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Make your risottis for lunch or dinner. Come see me and the crew at 701 South Gregory and take advantage of our great weekly specials. Every Monday, we do thin crust pizzas for half price after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, we're serving up pizza and veggie slices for lunch. The whole hub day is my favorite. Italian beef, fries, and a drink. Special at lunch. Thursday, you save on soda. And Friday, we're frying. Two-piece fried chicken, fries and drink, lunch only. Make today's lunch or dinner a special one at Risottis, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
You know a family that deserves a special Christmas blessing? Hi, this is Justin Gensler with 217 Mortgage. Christmas is my favorite time of year, and the team at 217 Mortgage could use your help making someone's Christmas a little brighter. Email me at justin@217mortgage.com, and I will announce the winner of $500 on December 20th. Maybe it's a struggling parent that is just trying their